on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds.
Now the runners are behind the boxes as Dave Carlson is about to join us.
With all the news from kennels and courses around the country.
Greenline is through, the buddy's on its way, set for a start. Ready? Racing.
Here's Dave.
And a really good morning. The man who covers more territory than the lure, Dave Carlson. Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Sean. Actually, I'm just keeping a look over each shoulder, wearing my proud Hawthorn colours in Sydney. I'd better be very, very careful. However, we are the Mighty Fighting Hawks, and we'll live up to it next Saturday at the MCG.
How lucky were you?
Please, never in doubt.
Oh, what mind-altering substance are you on?
I don't know, you just name it.
Hey, fantastic, good idea. You've got to enjoy your sport, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Well, you do, Sean, and of course the Brownlow medal's on tonight in the AFL as well. So the red carpet followed by the entire night, and it'll go right down to the wire tonight.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to have the companies that supply dinner suits and blonde hair dye for the Brownlow. Mate, you make a fortune this week, all the girls. Never seen so many blondes.
And of course, they'll be on the arms of Hawthorn players, as you know.
Of course.
We are synonymous with the blondes.
All right. Now, Mark Catt is about to join you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark is the trainer of Ritsahatti, who took out Heat 3 of the Group 2 Bob Payne at Wentworth Park on Saturday night in 29-75. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm great, Mark, and you must be really, really happy. Like in the Dapto Megastar, Ritsahatti drew box 6 and she jumped beautifully on Saturday night.
She did. She come out the only way I thought that she wasn't going to cop it from Queen Esther is if she come out like a rocket, and that's what she did. She nailed the start and went straight to the front, and I was wrapped with the way she went.
Ruta Khan for Dean Swain was chasing her down the back, came at her in the straight. Were you confident she'd hold on?
Yeah, look, she's only at the start of a prep, so I wouldn't say I was confident that she'd hold on, but I was hoping she'd be able to hold her off, and yeah, she held her off nicely, so that was good, and I'm just hoping she can go on from there and improve and sort of get around the 29.5 or 29.6. this week, because I think that's what you'll have to run to win the race.
Well, she's drawn box 8 in Saturday night's final at Wentworth, outside of Hayden Hare, the stay of Hayden Hare. Tommy Brislane in the 6. You happy with the pink?
You're never happy with the pink in a group race. It's because you've got to cross 7 good dogs. But I had a look at the box draw, and I think everyone sort of boxed upside down, probably bar the 6 dog, Tommy Brislane, and us. I'd really like to lead, but if Tommy Brislane comes out like he did last week, we won't be able to lead him. It's impossible. So we'll have to sit off him, and whether or not we can beat him, I'm not confident enough to say we can run him down, but we'll find out.
Well, the box draw for this Saturday night's Group 2 Bob Payne final at Wentworth Park. Number 1, Asia's Babe, Murray Burton. 2, Ruta Khan, Dean Swain. 3, Evil Punk, Jimmy Coyle, who we'll speak to you soon. 4, Alan Deed, Andrea Daly, the fastest qualifier in 29-43. 5, Yogi Blue, Peter O'Reilly. 6, Tommy Brislane, Steve White. 7, Hayden Hare, Peter Quinton, and Mark Gatt with Ritsahatti out of box 8. The reserves, the Andrea Daly pair, Crackerjack Dak and Maximum Lil. Mark, you must be happy with the way Ritsahatti's come back from that long injury layoff. Second in the Dapto Megastar and Saturday night's heat win in the Bob Payne. So she certainly should be getting back to near her peak or at her peak this Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. I was I actually thought it would take her a bit longer because she actually had a season, and she's sort of about 12 weeks after. I think she's about 12 weeks now after the day she come on season. So usually, they're all different, but usually it takes sort of between the 12 and 16 weeks for them to sort of get back to their best. But yeah, she's going as good as ever. So I'm wrapped with the way she's going, and hopefully she can get a clear run and come out good on Saturday night, and I'm sure she'll run good again.
Just refreshes, apart from being on season, she did cop a bit of an injury in Melbourne, didn't she, when you raced her down there?
Yeah, she did. What happened? She hurt her hip support down in Melbourne, and I needed her up and give her a bit of time off, and then when I did, she come on season. So, she had a bit of time off with the injury and then the season. So, yeah, it's taken a while to get her back, but she's back, and I'm sure she'll just sort of get better and better from here on in.
Where have you got a plan to run after the Bob Payne? What's in store?
Well, my plan, I'm hoping she can win on Saturday night, and we might get an invitation to the Top Gun. That's what I'm hoping, but wherever or not that's going to happen, I don't know. So, look, just one race at a time. I just want to concentrate on Saturday night and try and win that. And if we win that, I'm really not sure from here exactly where we'll go, but, we'll work it out.
Well, the Top Gun is at the Meadows in Melbourne on Saturday night, October 25. Maybe you're thinking about a Melbourne Cup campaign, possibly, Mark?
Oh, not possibly. Definitely she'll be going to Melbourne for the Melbourne Cup. That's definitely on the radar long term, but that's not another, I think that's another 8 weeks till the Melbourne Cup's on. That Melbourne Cup's the grand final, the main one I'm looking at, but at this stage, Saturday night, hopefully we go well and we can win, and you never know, we might get an invitation to the Top Gun, and, she's been around the Meadows a few times, and she's had some experience at Sandown for the Melbourne Cup, so we don't need to go down there and trial. We'll just lob for the race, as I said, you just want to basically take one race at a time, but I hate looking too far forward, because anything can happen. You can be up and flying, and all of a sudden something goes wrong and she's out in the paddock again.
Yeah. Well, Ritza Hattie's now won 15 races. Victory in Saturday night's Bob Payne final will take her prize money past $200,000 and become her third group success. So, Mark, I wish you all the best out of box number 8 in the decider at Wenty.
Thanks very much, Dave. Go the pink dog.
You beauty. Mark Gatt joining us on Going Greyhounds there, Sean.
All right, here's the race,
Dave. Racing Queen Esther and Ritza Hattie both began brilliantly, getting away well. Rudakan, she's punching up. Ritza Hattie's going to lead Rudakan, Queen Esther, Maximum Lil. They'll follow by Give You Credit, Cosmic Angel. They're followed by Bessie Boo, Soaring Eagle last. Down the back, Ritza Hattie led 3/4. Rudakan getting up on her inside. A break of 5 to Maximum Lil, Queen Lester. Then Bessie Boo, Give You Credit, Rudakan and Ritza Hattie. It's Ritza Hattie in the lead. Rudakan trying hard, but Ritza Hattie. Ritza Hattie beat Rudakan. Maximum Lil grabbed third ahead of Bessie Boo. Then Queen Esther followed by Give You Credit, Cosmic Angel and Soaring Eagle near the rear.
Right, there was the race there. Now it is 11 past 10, and Jimmy Coyle would have been pretty happy with Tommy Brisbane. We might have listened to that, Dave, before we talked to Jimmy.
Yep, indeed. Tommy Brisbane.
Racing. Tommy Brisbane came out humming. Crackerjack Dak got away quickly, but Tommy's going to lead by the first turn to Crackerjack Dak. They'll follow by Evil Punk, then Double Trigger, followed up by Chicken Estacada, then Hersey, Zipping Tank, Musquin Bale at the tail on the top turn, and Tommy's rolling. He's high flying in the lead, led by 5 to Crackerjack Dak. Evil Puck running on, then Double Trigger, but it's Tommy again. Tommy Brisbane, he is brilliant. Tommy Brisbane by 2.5. Evil Puck, Crackerjack Dak third, then Hersey. They were followed in by Zipping Tank, Musquin Bale, Chica Destacada, and Double Trigger, one of the tail enders.
Indeed, we're listening to Tim Newbold's call of some of those heats of the Bob Payne at Wentworth Park. We heard Ritza Hattie winning her heat, and we heard Tommy Brisbane then for Steve White beating Evil Punk, which is, of course, is trained by Jimmy Coyle. Jimmy's on the line. Morning, Jim. You there with us, Jimmy?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Jim. That was heat number 4 of the Bob Payne, Evil Punk runner-up. Now, your dog jumped from the blue in the heats. It was tight at the first turn, but he managed to stay out of trouble, finding the inside to go past the catching pen behind Tommy Brisbane and Crackerjack Dak. At that stage, were you confident he could get into the final, knowing that he was in third position?
No, I wasn't confident at all, Dave. The dog had been sick for a couple of weeks there. That's why he hasn't been racing. So I wasn't confident. No, I was just hoping that he could get through.
Well, coming off the back, he was still third, but closing. And at that stage, when I was watching the race, I thought, yes, this certainly will be a Tommy Brisbane, Evil Punk, Quinella.
Yes, started to look like that when they were coming towards the 500 boxes. Yeah, he was running on pretty good, Dave. Yeah, real happy with it.
Jimmy's chasing in great form, unplaced only once from his past seven starts. He's displaying the ability that saw him make the Golden Easter Egg final.
Look, I think he can only improve on the run a bit. He's, like I say, he was sick for quite a while. He had that's why he never went to Dapto for the prelude and that, you know, because he was so ill. But looks like I've got him right, and hopefully he'll be right on the night.
Well, Evil Punk's drawn three in the Bob Payne final, Jimmy, in between Ruda Khan and Alan Deed. Are you happy with the draw? You should be, I reckon, pretty happy with the white.
Yeah, super happy with that draw. I think Alan Deed will sort of step right at the start, and I'm pretty sure that Ruda Khan will lead from there and might get a good card over to the rails.
What about Asia's Babe in the one? That greyhound's a wide runner. Does that concern you?
Not at all. No, I think... I think we should get into a good spot. I'm not worried about Asia's Babe at the moment. Good luck to her if she gets through. That's good.
Evil Punk loves Wentworth Park. I mean, a number of us were on him in the Golden Easter Egg. He just didn't step well on that occasion. But he's a great Wenty greyhound. You're going to keep him in New South Wales. What are your plans going forward with the greyhound, Jim?
Well, look. Thinking about going down to Melbourne with him after the Bob Paint to see what's down there for him. I know the Top Gun and that's all coming up, and he's just sort of a day-to-day proposition now, Dave, because he went so close to...
Just having trouble with the line there, Jimmy. Sorry, can you just repeat that?
Yeah, no, I just say a couple of weeks ago we were having trouble with him with an acidosis attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've just got to take it easy with him, you know.
Any other
he didn't quite get acidosis, but he was pretty close.
Oh, well, I'm pleased it wasn't 100% because that's not good. And what about some of your other good dogs in your kennel? Any other ones that you can mention to us this morning?
Look, all I've got is a litter of spring guns coming through at the moment. They're 11 months old and they're coming along pretty good. I've just started to do some work with them and they're all pretty keen. That's all I've got at the moment, Dave.
Well, Jimmy, you gave us so much excitement with Evil Punk in the Golden Easter Egg series. It was controversy with the lure, but the dog loves Wenty, and he's drawn, as you say, beautifully in box three. I wish you all the best in the Bob Payne on Saturday night, and thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, good on you, Dave. See you Saturday.
Bye, indeed. Mate. Jimmy Coyle there, Sean.
Good on you, Dave. Now race one, a man of a two. Reserves not required. Favourite here, 5, Kilobar Blue, 190, 130. And they're about to load.
Once again, set them up in front for Matt Roberts. And a big hope off that inside draw. So 5, 2, 4, and 1. The way I do see it in the first of the day. Outside of that, out wide working, Poppy's gone some good races over the last 5. Having her first run on the track here for Diane Donlan. And big money there, 14s. You are getting 21s, a final field. So we'll see what she can do first. look at the track. And Portobello Patsy for Richard Waite. Not a bad run that last time out there at Hedrick, not too far away, and it could be an improver. The Rosses have got Gummy Gumpster, has had the one placing on the circuit. And Radio Goo Goo for the Blackburns will line up from box three. As they lock away now for the first, good luck to all owners and trainers and punters throughout the day. Hopefully the weather holds up. As the bunny rolls for the first, favourite the 5, ready, and racing and taking a fly, the inside there is Corborn Josh, but here comes Portobello Patsy around the outside to head it off, now going into second. Now we've got Radio Goo Goo and also getting around them now, Coolabah Blue, back here we go now to get back to Botany Chris, back in the field, Willie over at Gummy Gumpsters back with Working Poppy, they go for home, Radio Goo Goo, the inside, the outside, Coolabah Blue just strides on by though, and Coolabah Blue comes away to beat Radio Goo Goo, then we go back here to Portobello Patsy's gone a good race, then to Corborn Josh, Botany Chris, just in behind Willie over it, and the two at the back of the field, Gummy Gumpster and Working Poppy.
5.37 there, number 5, Coolabah Blue, 2.61.40, 3, Radio Goo Goo, $6, and 7, Portobello Patsy, $6.25, 3.7, the numbers over the line there, Dave. And Steve Collins about to join you.
Yeah, just before we speak to Steve, why don't we have a replay of Dinah Willow returning to form in the heat of the Top Cat Video Cup at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Racing, And shot the bits was slow to begin and poorly out too. Sweet it is, going fast early there. Paris Sparks takes the lead, joined on the outside by Gold Affair too. Whipping around the outside is Zipping Rory, going up towards the lead, followed by Paris Sparks. And shot the bits over on the inside, followed further back by Dinah Willow. Sweet it is, going through the field, hip to the outside at that point though. Third last to the back straight from Honey Jukes. Now Carter at the tail, down the back and the leader. Zipping Rory went around the outside to take the lead down from Gold Affair too. Shot the bits over on the inside, followed by Dinah Willow. Here she comes, Sweet It Is, winding up around the outside. Four lengths off the lead, Zipping Rory the leader. Coming out of there came Shot to Bits, and then Dinah Willow. Sweet It Is bursting through on the centre, but it's Dinah Willow hitting the front, and Dinah Willow won it. Sweet It Is second, third spot again to Zipping Rory. Then Shot to Bits, followed further back then by Paris Sparks. Behind them, Gold Affair 2, followed by Honey Jukes. El Cara, one of the last. Time 42:59.
Yeah, Ronnie Hawkswell, the great Hawksman, calling that heat of the Top Cat Video Cup. Dinah Willow, back to her best for trainer Steve Collins, who's on the line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Steve, she clocked the fastest heat win of 42:58 to clinch her first win since April. Were you shocked or surprised at the return to form?
No, not really. She's just been waiting to get that clear run. I thought she was going to run second in the last feature she was in Sydney, but as she was going underneath and she got taken out of it. So I was quite confident she'd come good Saturday night.
Well, Dinah Willow was midfield early on Saturday night, railed beautifully on the home turn to hold off Sweet It Is. I'm sure, Steve, you're hoping she can go on with it in the final and get right back to that purple patch she was in here in Sydney earlier in the year.
Yeah, it'd be lovely to get back to that form. Dogs do go up and down, but she lost all form once she got... She got really badly dragged down in the Nationals over here at Sandown, and it stripped her Achilles, and we thought that was it. But no, we nursed her through the next couple of weeks and just need a bit of confidence, I think.
She's drawn the red in the final. Are you happy with that draw?
Are you always happy with the red? She doesn't normally draw that well, so yeah, it was quite a shock.
Yeah, the draw for Saturday night's Top Cat Video Cup, Dinah Willow 1, number 2, Zipping Rory, Bailey's Rose out of the 3, Zell Bale, the kennel mate to Dinah Willow 4, Xylia Allen draws the 5 against Sweet It Is in the 6, Zipping Maggie 7, Shot to Bits 8, the reserves, Paris Sparks and Can Can Hurricane. Now, Steve, the Association Cup win at Wentworth Park was sensational. I remember the Cup win also where she broke Miata's record at the time, 41-74. The Summer Cup win in 41-92. Are you going to bring her up to Wentworth Park in the coming weeks?
Yeah, if her form stays good, we will. She's getting on a bit in age now. She's over 3, so we're just going to keep her for the main ones and aim for them.
You also have Zell Bale in the Top Cat Video Final out of box number 4. How do you rate the chaser going forward?
I think he's going to need a few runs to actually get the feel of the 700 racing. Some dogs can take it straight away, but others have got to build through it. And I think he's going to be struggling this week.
You've always had good dogs in your kennel. Of course, you're over in South Australia going for those big races in recent weeks. Have you got any other... say, young chasers, young pups that we should look out for? I always like to ask that question so we can mark a few down.
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice ones coming through at the moment. Actually, one last Wednesday at the Meadows. His name's Quarrel Bale.
Yes.
And we've got a couple of others there. I think Dina Bale, she goes all right. And Phaser Bale. We've just got to start them off over the 450s at the moment.
Well, Steve, I wish you all the success with Dinah Willow out of the 1 and Zell Bale out of the 4. We certainly look forward to seeing you up in Sydney in the coming weeks. There's some great staying races on the way at Wentworth Park. So in the meantime, all the best on Saturday evening and thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Dave. Much appreciated, mate.
Victorian trainer Steve Collins there, Sean.
Good on you, Dave. Now the totes through a manor with 2 at all clear. The winner 5, Kilabar Blue, 260 and 140. 3 Radio Goo Goo, $6. 7 Portobello Patsy, $6.20 and 4th 1. Now the Quinella paid $22.10, the exact to $39.80. The trifecta was $270.20. The 4, 5371, 567 even with a jackpot of $91. 22 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio and Going Greyhounds. Dave Carlton. And Brad Northfield joins you, Dave.
We're going to Casino, or just outside Casino in northern New South Wales. Of course, Friday just gone, the heats of the Casino Cup were run and won. And Brad's chaser, Bralin Stalker, took out the first heat from box seven. Brad, good morning.
G'day.
Brad, 27 and 25, straight to the lead. He's a big boy. Nothing got near.
Yeah, and no, I'm real pleased with that, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a son of El Gran Senor and Bralin Maisie. And what a good bit. She won the Casino Cup, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago now.
Yeah, 06, I think, off memory, Dave.
Okay, and the futurity as well.
Yes, yeah, no, it was good times.
So it must make you happy seeing another Bralin Maisie product doing so well on the track.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
How many times have you've won the cup? What is it? 2 times now?
Yeah, we won it with another son of Maisie's 2 years ago, Bralin Midge.
So. That was is that the only time you won it?
No, and Maisie in 06.
Oh, Maisie 06, of course.
And,
yeah.
And Midge, I think it was maybe 2 years ago. It would have been 12.
Now, as I mentioned, he's a big fella, 38 kilograms, and he's had his share of injury problems, Brad.
Yeah, after a couple of starts, he broke a metatarsal bone, and we eventually got that right, and then he broke a toe. So, being a big dog, I think it just took its time to get him right. But he seems to be racing better than ever now, Dave.
The Northfield family, Brad, is synonymous with greyhound racing in northern New South Wales. Your cousin Charlie, there's Mitch, and of course Glenn. He's got Daisy's Jet coming up in the Cup final. Are you going to have a bit of friendly banter with him?
Yeah, for sure and certain. Yeah, no, his dog ran a real good race on Friday as well.
Yeah, Daisy's Jet had a great battle with Pace Ventura, and it was a about $30 it paid. Did you have a little bit on?
Mate, I didn't, but he was definitely over the odds at that. He'd just come off a 22.8 win and run a good second to Stalker the previous week in 22.70 odds. So, like he wasn't entitled to be $30.
No, it was about 27.60 the mark of that particular heat for Daisy's Jet. How long has your family been in greyhound racing, Brad?
Oh, look, we can date back into the 1930s. I've got photos of Papa Nana with dogs in the 1930s.
And have you always been in northern New South Wales?
Yeah, yes, yep.
For those of us who have never been to Casino, I've been to Casino Greyhounds before. It's a track where if you can pounce on the lead, you've got a massive advantage, haven't you?
It certainly is, because being a smaller circle track, it's definitely a leader's track. So, that's where you hope to find yourself in these sort of races.
What about some of the other heat winners? Glenda Dart's Nevaeh Beach has won 6 from the 8 from the red, took it out in 27 and 71. Is Nevaeh Beach one of the greyhounds that you fear in the final?
Yeah, she's got good early pace. The whole field's got good early pace. The first section, there was very little in them. Probably Birkdale Beauty finished stronger than anyone in the race, in the heat. So, you wouldn't want her parked on your hammer down the back.
Yeah, Lee Wiley trains Birkdale Beauty. That was 27 and 27. Was second out, ran away from poor licking sister Kingsbray Molly, trained by Charlie Northfield. So you're all in it.
Yeah, we'll cross fingers, Dave.
That wasn't a bad run by Birkdale Beauty either. First look at the track.
It was its first look. Yeah, it was very impressive. Looked a little bit lost through the pen, but found the line very strong.
It's Group 3, the Casino Cup. It's $25,000 to the winner. It should be a pretty big afternoon or pretty big evening.
Yeah, no, it's always a good meeting on the calendar for sure.
Yeah, it does take top status on the Friday, the Casino Cup, instead of starting just after lunch.
Yes, yeah, I think our first race is scheduled around 10 to 4, I think.
So it'll be afternoon and into the evening. Casino is famous for Beef Week. You have Beef Week up there, and it's a pretty cruisy little town, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's good. We don't want it to go any further ahead. It's lovely the way it is.
It's one of the few tab tracks on turf still.
Yeah, at the end of October will be our last on the grass day. We will convert after that, and hopefully early in the new year we'll be racing on the new surface.
I've asked most of the trainers today, Brad, about any young pups to look out for in the kennel. Have you got any?
Yeah, I'm just breaking some in by my own dog, by Bralin County, breaking in with real good reports. And we've got our time-honoured Pop Northfield Maiden in early October, so hopefully we might see a few in that.
Okay, well, it'd be a big thrill to win that one.
It certainly would.
Well, Brad, I wish you all the best in Friday evening's Casino Cup final with Brahl and Stryker, and all the best to Charlie and Glenn as well, and thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Brad Northfield there. Sean?
Tell you what, Dave, don't they do a good job? They get some winners, don't they?
Oh, they do. They're just great greyhound people, and they're just out of Casino, as a matter of fact. It's good country. It's a good beef country. It's good dairy country, and it's good greyhound racing country, and Bob Lane, of course, will be on board. Yeah, you see the Northfields' name in the winner's circle all the time up there, Liz Moore as well, you name it. The Northfield name so often salutes. And we'll be saluting, myself and Tim Newbold and the team, tomorrow evening, Sean, on Sky Racing 2, the Catching Pen. We've got a great feature story. Young trainer Amy Bennett. She's only 20 years of age. She had success just the other night at Dapto. She's the daughter of Vince Bennett, who, of course, was a top greyhound trainer and harness racing trainer and driver. But Amy Bennett, 20 years old. She's studying to be a school teacher. She loves the greyhounds. And we're going to feature Amy in our story tomorrow night on the Catching Pen.
All right, look forward to that, Dave. Have a great week.
You as well. Go the Hawks.
You're going to be feral by the weekend, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I know you will. Good on you, Dave Carlson, joining us there, Going Greyhounds.